text, and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. The Dock's Ghost. Item Number SCP-3024. Object Class Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. Web Analysis Bot TriReef scans online content for linguistic markers indicative of disbelief in the possibility of acquiring certain information in conjunction with accusations of certain behaviors. See below. Pages flagged by TriReef are to be manually checked for evidence of SCP-3024 involvement. TriReef only requires operation while SCP-3024's location is unknown. If SCP-3024's presence in a community is confirmed, Amnestic SEP-14 must be deployed as a method of rendering viewers unaware of or indifferent to the unusual nature of SCP-3024's content. Footnote 1. As TriReef must maintain a very high false positive level in order to reliably detect SCP-3024, containment methods that minimize the frequency of SCP-3024's relocation are preferred in order to conserve resources. Said content should be removed after SCP-3024 leaves the community, or at the discretion of SCP-3024's HMCL supervisor. Description. SCP-3024 is a non-human entity characterized by its anomalous ability to access hidden information and its pattern of engagement in online communities. Footnote 2. Based on its lack of response to several memetic agents, its true nature is unknown. Attempts to predict SCP-3024's appearances have failed. SCP-3024 will use different demeanors, identities, and speech patterns in different communities, and is thus only identifiable after the use of its anomalous properties. SCP-3024's activities in a community follow a consistent timeline. Stage 0. If the community in question congregates on a website or websites that allow account creation, SCP-3024 will create an account from which all activities will be conducted. Otherwise, SCP-3024 will use an alternative method of self-identification, such as a signature or avatar. If it is common practice for new users to introduce themselves, SCP-3024 will do so immediately thereafter, outlining a fictional identity with which any future posts will remain consistent. Stage 1. SCP-3024 will engage in the community, contributing content and discussion at a rate noticeably higher than most users. SCP-3024 will present as knowledgeable and enthusiastic about any relevant subject matter, highly literate in community-specific terminology, and willing to assist other users. SCP-3024 will refuse all formal positions of power or authority, and will become agitated by suggestions that it occupies an informal position of authority. SCP-3024 will rarely form interpersonal connections. SCP-3024 displays no anomalous properties in this stage, which lasts for 3 to 6 months. Stage 2. SCP-3024 will begin to share credible evidence that other users are engaging or have recently engaged in activities considered unsavory by the community at large and the site administration. SCP-3024 is capable of accessing information that should, theoretically, be inaccessible, such as images or text files hosted on devices of other users, photographs of personal information, and classified government documentation. SCP-3024 will share evidence of activities that fall into one or more of the following 7 categories: aggressive, deceptive, or coercive sexual conduct, sexual harassment, far-right political activity or beliefs, use of anonymous posting or multiple accounts to promote oneself or manipulate public opinion, dereliction or circumvention of responsibilities established by the community. Footnote 3. Typically those allocated to moderators or others in positions of authority. Hostile or aggressive interpersonal activity, including stalking or doxing. Plagiarism and other deliberate misrepresentations of creatorship. Misuse of power, positions of authority, or reputation for personal gain or defamation. SCP-3024's accusations consistently describe misconduct which actually occurred. SCP-3024 will not make accusations of behaviors that the community considers acceptable. As such, this frequently results in the punishment, demotion, or expulsion of the offender. If SCP-3024 is removed from the community before the completion of its timeline, it will create a new identity and return to Stage 0, only spending 2 to 3 weeks in Stage 1. SCP-3024 will refuse to describe the methods by which it acquires evidence, describing them as unimportant, and attempt to focus attention on the evidence's content. SCP-3024 will continue to post incriminating evidence at a rate of once per 10 days for the duration of the stage. Stage 2 is theorized to last as long as SCP-3024 is capable of identifying users engaging in the aforementioned activities, or until such a time as its actions consistently fail to result in substantial community action against the accused. SCP-3024 will not post evidence that identifies any party other than the accused, or that is pornographic in nature. Stage 3. SCP-3024 will cease to engage in the community. Any ongoing projects will either be completed or explicitly abandoned. If SCP-3024 has an avatar or other visual signifier, it will be replaced with a green, violet, or orange representation of an SNES game controller. See Figure 1. If possible, its username or public identity will be altered to Mr. Deadly Sins or some variant thereof. It will occasionally remain in contact with individuals that developed a personal attachment to it for up to a period of 3 months. SCP-3024 apparently remains dormant for a period of 1 to 2 weeks after the conclusion of Stage 3 before moving to a new community and entering Stage 0. Addendum. While SCP-3024 was active in the community under the account name Trouble Greg, a pre-existing account operated by a Foundation staff member was volunteered for the purpose of privately communicating with SCP-3024. Following this communication, SCP-3024 has ignored all communications from Foundation personnel. Dear Greg, thanks a ton for exposing. I kind of suspected he was up to something for a while, but I never really had the evidence to back it up. Really, this whole crusade of yours has been great, and I was wondering if there's anything I can do to help. Sincerely, Dr. Prasad, I'm not quite sure how to respond to this. As you can guess, I know that you work for the SCP Foundation, and that you're using account to get information from me. I also know that you're assigned to research other misters by Gamers Against Weed. I won't disclose any of this information to GAW or anybody else. Your personal connection to the sort of deadly sins I bring to light is too indirect to bring to attention. This isn't to say that I approve of your organization's involvement in my work, or the nature of their involvement, just that you, personally, are shielded from the worst of it. Think about that for a while. I do, however, have a limited interest in sharing information about myself. I won't provide you with any information that would enhance your ability to monitor or disrupt my work, nor will I provide substantial information regarding anyone other than myself. I might withhold information, but I won't lie. Mr. Deadly Sins. Dear Mr. Deadly Sins, thanks for speaking with me. I'll try to limit my questions to those that won't offend your sensibilities. 1. If you know things that you believe should be shared, what's stopping you from sharing them? 2. We already know that you're not human, but what are you? Why aren't you human? 3. Why do you stay in contact with some people after leaving a site? 4. How do you feel about your work? Why do you conceptualize it as work? 5. You've mentioned a few times that you're uncomfortable being thought of as an authority figure. Why? 6. Is there any significance to your avatar? 7. What is the motivation for your creation and implementation? Sincerely, Dr. Prasad. Dr. Prasad, 1. Knowledge and ability to propagate it are inversely related under certain circumstances to which I'm subject. There are certain rules I must adhere to, or else I lose the ability to carry out my work. 2. I'm not going to tell you who I am. I'm not a human for the same reason you're not a crocodile. 3. I only do that when I would feel guilty about not doing so. 4. There's some satisfaction to be gained when a sinner is held accountable, but it's dwarfed by the knowledge that their actions ever occurred. I would prefer to focus on more enjoyable pursuits such as Farmville, but that isn't possible, and I don't intend to stop anytime soon, so that's why I consider it work. 5. I would be sorely tempted to misuse such authority. 6. It's a clip art of an SNES controller. I was made by Gamers Against Weed. 7. I can't speak to that, but perhaps this following document will suffice. http://.. files/holyheck.rtf. This concludes my interest in conversing with you and all other SCP Foundation personnel. Mr. Deadly Sins. SCP-3024 did not respond to further communications. Addendum. Holyheck.rtf, a file sent by SCP-3024 to Dr. Prasad, has been reproduced here. Holy heck, you've just found yourself your very own Mr. Deadly Sins by Gamers Against Weed. I removed the sentence that GAW put here because it was stupid and unimportant. Who hurt you? Find them all and become Mr. Gamer. 1. Mr. Literal Serial Killer. 2. Mr. Normie. 3. Mr. Bernie Sanders. 4. Mr. Get Anything for Free in Any Shop. 20. Mr. Sex Number. 21. Mr. Heavenly Virtues. 22. Checked. Mr. Deadly Sins. 23. Mr. Original Character. 24. Mr. Dare. 25. Mrs. Gentrification. 26. Miss Mad About Video Games. 27. Mr. Meme. 28. Mr. Ominous, Discontinued. 29. Mr. Destiny. 30. Mr. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. 31. Miss Zapatista. 32. Mr. Hacks. 33. Mr. Just Has the Tattoo. 34. Mr. Top Text and Mr. Bottom Text. 35. Mr. Vanelli. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. You can join us on Discord and follow us on social media, and we also have our own blog. Rating, reviewing, and sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents and any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to #CommonVoice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with 2 L's.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.